Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is Numania. This is the underground. This is Numania.
Ranger fans report the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Sunday, May 4th. And the May 4th, the 4th was definitely not with the Rangers. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
I've been better. The good news is it's only tied 1-1 going back to the Garden tomorrow.
Yes.
The bad news is that was a really porous effort by the Rangers. And I guess we'll break it down on what may have caused it. And we'll get to that, but I'm doing well here on Star Wars Day.
It is Star Wars Day indeed. You know, I've seen some stupid things in my time. I've seen John Newman. I've seen Kim and Kanye have a baby together. I've seen the Mets honor a player on Jewish Heritage Night that wasn't Jewish. But I'm not sure I've ever seen anything stupider than the performance turned in by our New York Rangers this evening. Just dumb. Just a dumb, dumb, dumb game. I'm annoyed. I'm reactionary. The game just ended. But I got food because my wife just brought me dinner, so I got that.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I saw some things that were just very unsettling tonight. I tried to go into it and watch the game with the whole mentality of holding serve, gaining the home ice advantage, just getting a split on the road. But they were stupid tonight. Stupid.
But Dan
Girardi. Oh, Dan Girardi, my God.
Getting paid the big bucks.
Would have been better off with Joe Girardi back there tonight.
Jerry Girard.
Gerard Gallant. Gil Girard. Any of them would have been better. Any of them would have been better than Dan Girardi was tonight. That may have been the worst game I have ever seen him play. Bad passes, took a stupid penalty, completely whiffed on the empty net goal. Where the fuck is, I don't know where his head is sometimes.
You know, we've said it on this show before, and if you don't watch the Rangers closely, although he certainly is really, he can be upper echelon at times, sometimes there are nights where he's just like, I don't know where his head's at. And that was one of these nights. But even so, with all that buffoonery, the game is 1-0, and even the goal they got, which you alluded to before, which went off Girardi's stick, that goal's on Zouk, actually, because Zouk made that bad pass in the offensive zone, then got back and then tried to retake the puck away from Pittsburgh and
right.
jumped way too far into the play and got caught, and it was a disaster from there. Even with the Rangers looking as lethargic as I do, you know, after an 8-day drunk and hooked up to Demerol,
nice.
They sleptwalked through that game. They showed no gumption to, hey, we could take a 2-0 lead. It's almost like, well, look, we do the 1-1 thing. This is what we do. Like, wouldn't you love to have gone back to the Garden of 2-0? Wouldn't you want to be in the driver's seat? You could take it at home. Well, they've been playing very well.
Yeah.
Now, is it an attitude thing? Is it a is it a strategy thing? Is it the fact that I am so done with this first line, I can't tell you how done I am with them?
Zero.
Freedom.
Zero chemistry. Zero.
I am so done with them. And it's not just a one-game eval. It's a whole so far playoff and most of the regular season eval. Since they've got to mix that line up. The Zuccarello line deserves to be the first line. They show the most, again, I'm going to use the word gumption, every night. At least they're involved. That first line doesn't get anything going. Stefan is a horse, though. I don't know what's going on with this guy.
I don't know if he would. Would Stefan win a face-off against Henrik Lundqvist?
No.
Okay, I'll let you continue. I'm going to keep shoving food in my mouth.
Even Martin St. Louis hasn't looked at all that well in the last 3 or 4 games in the playoffs. And Nash, he's just, I don't know what he is. He's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in maybe a bust. What do I know? I can't figure him out for nothing. That line gets no forecheck going. It doesn't spend much time in the zone at all. And if they do and get a face-off, you know that's going to the other team. The second line gets a forecheck. The third line occasionally. Richards had like 5-6 shots. Carcillo, okay. Fourth line seems to do fairly well. So Dorsett took that stupid penalty at the end that made it 2-0. But the game was won, and it was won after they got one goal. I feel like, is this team going to be eternally cursed offensively? I mean, really? Are we cursed? That power play sucks. Again, they could change the names 1,000 times. You could put any code. It sucks. How could you be that abysmal? Pittsburgh comes out in the first period. They're hitting everybody. They come to fans of Jazz. What happens? I think the Rangers took the first penalty of the game. If I'm correct. But then the Pittsburgh took the next 3 consecutive. What did we do with them? Nothing. Absolute 6 minutes of straight power play time where all their good guys couldn't play because they're not penalty killers, and we looked pathetic. Pathetic. Is it because we're tired? Because this ridiculous schedule. We're playing tomorrow night. When was this announced that we were playing tomorrow night?
At the beginning of the series?
It was? Why was I screaming about it? Oh, we only had 1 day before the beginning of the series. That's probably why I didn't know about it. I'm so sick of the schedule. I don't know if they're tired. I don't know if this is just what they are. And if this is what they are, they're going nowhere fast. I know it's still a series. I'm not panicking, but we saw these lapses in the Philly series, and you can't have these lapses. You cannot just not show up to a hockey game. It's a playoff game, goddammit. If I'm going to take 3 hours out of my schedule, miss Game of Thrones,
Miss Madman, Mr. Half of what I watch on Sunday. For the Rangers, I showed up, you showed up, the Underground showed up. But those 18 buffoons, well, 18 buffoons in one goalie, Talbot and Lundqvist played his heart out.
He did.
They got shut out by Marc-Andre Fleury. That's what hurts. Now, Chris Kreider is not going to solve the Rangers' problems, Justin. First of all, it's going to take him 4 or 5 games just to get back into the groove.
The season might be over in 4 or 5 games.
Exactly. I'll be watching Mets baseball by the time he's ready to fully come back. So, I mean, how do you guys think it's the tiredness? You just
I'm not buying that they're tired. I'm not buying that as an excuse. Everybody's tired, and Pittsburgh's playing the same schedule with one extra day of rest. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying that they're tired. That this schedule. How many times have we seen them during the course of a regular season play 3 games in 4 nights?
Yeah, but I think, Jim, you're underestimating the playoff emotional taxation that this happens.
Maybe Rangers if they had any.
Well, Rangers played a game 7. There's a lot of emotions in a game 7. The back-to-back nights of game 6 and 7. I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to figure out why this team. I mean, thank God that they have, you know, 4 lines that, you know, can maybe produce. Because if they relied on one line, they would have been out in 4 games. You know, or 5 games against Philly. I mean, thank God last night you got to see Brass God and Pouliot. That line showed up. And what did I tell you in my preview? That's the way that line goes, the Rangers will go. And that's what's going to happen, because the first line is they got to mix up the lines. I hate to go John Tortorella on everybody, but they got to mix up the lines. That first line had 0.0 chemistry.
Well, here's the problem as I see it with mixing up the lines, because I thought of that too. Excuse me. 2 lines that are working, and you've got one that's kind of working, and you've got one that's not working. So where do you make the changes? You don't want to break up the Brassard line. You don't really want to break up the fourth line. So do you just juggle the first and second line? I mean, I'm sorry. I think that first line, I think they've looked terrible. Completely out of sync. I don't know what's going on. Like you, I don't know what's going on with Derek Stepan, but
he looks like he's choking. He looks like he's nervous. First of all, he takes these shots, even in the game they won. You see those shots he was taking? I didn't know whether they were passes to the goalie or shots. He was so frustrating.
Now,
and then, I'm sorry. I just want to say it again. Please, before I leave this earth, can they take Dan Girardi off the power play? Please, before I leave! I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Now, I saw tonight that they put Stroman out there. But they put him with Girardi! So now it's like, basically, it's like not even like... Now, Strolls, he's okay. He can make the first pass. He doesn't have much of a shot, but he's a little bit upgrade over Dan Girardi as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, Dan Girardi is a nothing on the power play, and apparently even strength he wasn't much tonight either. So I was frustrated all around. And the power play, I don't know, I hear the same shit being espoused by every Ranger before every game, and I don't see it. Well, we've got to keep their their box moving. We've got to move the puck side to side. We need to keep their guys moving. And all they do, they didn't really have much puck possession in the team zone to pass it around for an hour. It wasn't even that. And you're right, Howie. Cue the music. This is your answer. This, Jason's right, too. Cue the music. This is the answer. Cue the music. How many times I got to ask you, Charlie Aspis-Bulati? Do I got to cue the music?
I thought you were going to say his name first. Usually I don't play the music until his name is mentioned.
We just call him Mexican Hat. The Swissican. I'll tell you why. Because he's got good theme music, that's why. Sit John Moore for one night and play Diaz. That's all you have to do. Let's just try. Okay? Because the last time the Ranger power play looked real good, it was when Rafi Diaz, the sixth defenseman, was on the power play. Just try it. Over your dead body? Well, let's get that done. Done deal. Somebody go up there and kill him.
Oh, Cutter.
Cutter. I mean, you talk about, like...
He's the John Newman of Canada.
Yeah, really. What are you, the champion of John Moore?
John Moore on my fantasy team. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you went where I was going to go with this Rafi Diaz. Not, I mean, part of it is to try and, you know, see if just somebody can move the puck a little better on that power play and inject some juice into it. But maybe, some fresh legs tomorrow night. We're going to, Rafi Diaz, JT Miller. I don't know. I know, but you know what? I don't know.
I mean, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, as I say. You lose one game, but that effort was, like you said, it was a stupid effort.
It was stupid. No other way to put it. With Dan Girardi being the dunce cap king.
It was hard to grab a lot of any positives out of that game. The only positive I liked, I thought, well, it was Lundqvist, of course. And I think the Rangers have been feistier around their own net as far as protecting Henrik and, like, getting in his face. But the officiating still continues to be a disaster. But that's par for the course. So, well, look, can the Rangers rebound and reboot tomorrow night at the Garden? Probably.
Yes.
I think they've shown a lot of energy at the Garden. I think the Zouk line has definitely played well. This first line's got to wake up. They're absolutely going nowhere without any of those guys. And, you know, it's a problem with the Rangers because they basically have two number two centers and not a number one, you know. And that's the problem. Is it sacrilegious to maybe move Stepan back in Brassard's spot and move Brassard up? Or do you take, I don't know, they need some forecheck on that line. Maybe move Hagelin up. But then I don't know. I don't have the answer. But they've got to look to different line combos. What the hell is that?
That's the Mexican Hat dance opening up on my laptop.
Oh, really? That's what you got going, the Rafi Diaz. Is Rafi Diaz is your desktop, your background on your laptop?
No. So, it was a sequence in the game where the break into the net and they throw the pass in front and Crosby's there to try and backhand the puck towards Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Hank makes the save. The puck comes out and goes the opposite way. Rangers try the exact same thing. And instead of Crosby, it's Mark Stahl getting the puck. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, this is just the Rangers. And then they get two offensive chances where a guy might have had a chance at a breakaway in the third period while it's still 1-0. The first time is Brad Richards, and the second time is Brian Boyle. My grandmother, my Nana, happy 90th birthday today, Nana.
Happy
she might
90th,
have had a better chance at a breakaway than either one of those two.
Oh,
frustrating game because they just played stupid. And this lack of effort every other game is disconcerting. It's disconcerting.
To say the least.
You know, if we go back to the show we did before the last show we did before the playoffs started, and then the show we did before this series started. The show before the playoffs, you said, what are you most concerned about? And I said, the power play. And then before this series started, I said that the Rangers were going to have to find complete efforts because the Penguins were not going to let them take games off and let them take periods off. And they keep doing it. They haven't learned their lesson from the Flyers series yet. They didn't learn their lesson when they got a two. Well, I mean, they didn't really learn their lesson when they got a two-goal lead on Friday night. They blew that, had to win that in overtime, which was a great win, by the way. It's not often you see a team get two goals in overtime.
Yes. Great win.
But then they come out, you know, they could take it when they have a chance to take control, and they just lay an egg. Very disheartening. It only gets tougher from here. Pittsburgh's not that good. Again, the other thing I said was it's not the Crosbys and Malkins that kill the Rangers. It's the guys like Kunitz who scores the first goal.
Yep. And, you know, the UC Jokinens and the Marcel Gotches and all these other guys.
Right. The Robin Givens.
The Todd Bertuzzo's.
Yeah.
You know, like all and that Niskanen, man, somebody's going to beat the fuck out of him. He's starting shit.
And Olimata, Rico Fada. I mean.
And the guy, what's it called? Was it Niskanen hits, somebody hit St. Louis? And it should have been a penalty. And then Nash just gives the guy a little love tap. They get 2-2.
But you know what? Okay, ticky-tack call. Oh, Thomas Campo in our Blue Shirt Underground Radio group just brought up a great point. Got to play Diaz tomorrow. They got to play Diaz. It's got to happen. Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
And I'm gonna big toes of mine. And I'll take a fajita for now.
All right. That's why Mexicans get that on the hats. They take the fedora and throw it on the flora.
Hey, can win the Broadway sombrero.
Yeah. If he has a bad game, we'll call it Stinko de Mayo. It's a good game. We'll run this bit into the wall.
That's right.
Like we have it
already.
No, Kunitz is a hell of a player, Justin. I don't know. He goes to the net. He finds pucks. But when you think about how the Rangers are going to lose immediately in the series, you're thinking of James Neal, Crosby, and Malkin. And, you know, Kunitz is in the back there. But and that goal went off Girard. I'm sick and tired of these cheese goals going in on the Rangers, and then the Rangers just lay a giant dump on the Ranger fan watching at home. What a waste. What a waste of time for all of us. Can't this team just get a two-game? That game was for the taking. I don't care what you say. If they would have came out with even a medium effort, they probably would have been tied in that game at least at some point and had a chance to win. When you come out and your power play looks as pathetic as it does, and you show absolutely no instinct to take the game and take control for 60 minutes, you don't deserve to win, and you deserve your fate. So am I going to be pleased? No. Am I giving up? No.
Of course not. We don't give up here.
We don't give up.
But we do get
frustrated.
Emotional.
We're emotionally irrational. We're frustrated.
Blue shits.
And occasionally we get the blue shits.
We get the blue shits sometimes. Costa wants to change the direction of the flow of the convo back to the 4-2 overtime win.
You want to go back to talking about the Mets?
No, the 4-2 overtime win we had last night. It was exciting. I mean, I really didn't think they were going to pull that one out because it's Pittsburgh. I've seen a lot of heartbreak go down there.
Right. It had all the makings of losing in overtime.
Yes.
You know, blowing the 2-goal lead and, all that shit.
And they've blown a lot of these 2-goal leads in the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, if you break it down, do you think they get too comfortable? Or is it just the other team has some more pushback? I don't know what it is. I think it really comes from the fact that the first line can't get anything going and get that extra goal after the couple of the guys that you don't expect to score have scored. So I'm kind of waiting. I got more faith in Carcillo getting goal now than I have in Rick Nash. I'm like, ooh, Carcillo's got a chance.
That's like, excuse me, go ahead.
I want to say the fourth line is the only line that really forechecks and cycles down low. The other lines have no interest in doing that, I mean, so far. I mean, it's two games in. That's where I am with that.
Yeah, I was arguing with some chucklehead on Twitter, because Jeremy Roenick said after the first period that Because of the zero effort, it's not even lack of effort, it's zero effort on the power plays part, that the next time the Rangers got a power play, they should send the third or fourth line out there and send a message. Those guys are playing hard. And I agreed with it. And somebody, oh, well, what are you going to do? Nash has a better chance to score than Carcillo. I said, are we talking about the same Carcillo who's got two more goals in these playoffs than Rick Nash? That was the end of that conversation. End of that too. You put the guys out there that are working hard. You know, that power play, just lollygagging around. No, everybody's just standing around.
And every game I hear, whether it's Ryan McDonough, it's McDonough. Ryan McDonough.
Era.
All of a sudden, I became from Brooklyn. And McDonough. And so, just... every day. Oh well, we got to move that puck around. We got to make sure that they stay out. They get uncomfortable and they don't stay in that box. And what do I see on the ice? The execution is horrible. They can't even gain the zone to get that up. That break-in play. I don't know what it is. Game one, there was a couple of those Brad Richards. I'm going to go behind the net for 8 minutes and regroup.
And, you know, that was my other problem with today's game. There was way too much east-west. Everything was east-west. Passes through the neutral zone diagonally. Oh, my God. Those drive me up a fucking wall. Up a fucking wall. I mean, to me, that's as bad as people that aren't handicapped to park in a handicapped spot. Those diagonal passes across the neutral zone will get intercepted every fucking time. And Dan Girardi did it 3 times tonight. Richards did it. Zuccarello did it. Oh, they just did it. Oh, bunch of short busters tonight. Today. Whatever. Tonight. It's dumb. Dumb. And back passes in the neutral zone. Who does that? Back passes in your own zone. Who does that? Get the puck out. Out. Dumb.
Dumb.
Hodor.
Oh, I don't know, Jimmy. What do the people think? What do the masses think?
Ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, I want to hear what they got to say. I need to. I really need conciliatory opinions. Maybe that'll ease my mood.
Joe.
Hello.
Nope, that's not Joe. I thought that was 516-754. You're on the air. I thought that was Joe's number.
What's up, boys? It's Rock. How are you?
Hey, Rock.
Oh,
what's going on?
Rock, you're back.
What's going on? Yes, I apologize for my long absence. The work schedule hasn't been conducive to me being able to call in, so I apologize in advance.
No problem.
I don't know if you guys saw any of my tweets. I'm tired of this. I just had it with their, like you said, lackadaisical effort. They had this team on the ropes. They had Marc-Andre Fleury floundering around. How do you come out and let this guy shut you out? It is unexplainable. And if this team winds up losing this series, they really need to figure out what's going on with this franchise, because they have no players that have any form of killer instinct whatsoever. They're leaving their goaltender hanging out to dry every friggin' season. They should have swept Philly in 4 games, and I know we're going back. That series should not have gone 7 games. They need a player, and they need a guy to stand up in the friggin' locker room and say, hey, asshole, wake the fuck up and start smacking some people around.
Hey, snap ahead.
They have no leadership. They have no one that's going to stand up and say, listen, enough. And you know what? I'm a big Messier fan, like everyone else. I know I don't want to keep going back to 94, but you can tell you right now, Messier would have stood up in that fucking locker room, but he would have started handling some guys and, you know, making some guys accountable. There's no accountability with this team. Every year, 7-game series is, win one game, lose one game. The power play still stinks. Blame Tortorella, blame Rennie. I mean, you name it. It's the same fucking thing. Every year it's the same fucking thing. It's the same thing. No matter who they bring in, it's the same shit. And you can look no further than the San Jose Sharks that are great in the regular season every year, and when it comes to playoffs, they can't get it together. This team is presently constituted, in my opinion, and I hope I'm fucking wrong, and I hope I eat crow, and I hope we're in the Stanley Cup Finals. But as far as I'm concerned, there's no killer instinct. The team is fucking soft, and there's just absolutely no heart when you go out there. You have an opportunity to get 2-0 against a shaky goaltender. You let him shut you out. You gave this team confidence. You had him. You gave this team confidence. Now, let's see. They're going tomorrow night. All bets are off. But you know what? I hope I'm wrong, but you gave this freaking guy who was floundering around in the net last game, you let him shut you out. I honestly don't even know what to say anymore. But it seems it's just the same shit every year. It's the lack of leadership. You know, they don't think they have enough guys in this team that have won. And I think that these players just don't know what to do in a playoff series. You know, let's be honest. Richards was a rookie. He was a young dude when Tampa Bay won the Cup. You know, Sam Lee in some ways was a young dude. And they still need to stop making frigging trades with Columbus and losing franchises. They need to bring in guys that have won. And you know what? Not for nothing. Again, we're getting well ahead of ourselves and everything else. If Ryan Kessler wants to reconsider and come to the Rangers, to me that's the type of player they need. They need a gritty guy that's going to stand up in the fucking locker room and lead by example. He's a better version of Callahan. And I just had it with this team not being able to put a team away. And we go into 7 games against teams that we should not be going to 7 games with. And you can blame, like, again, you want to blame the previous coach? Power play still blows. It still stinks. New coach, yep. New players, they still can't get it done. To me, I don't know. I can't chalk it up unless we just blame Sather at this point. But all I can say is, I just needed to vent because I just can't. I'm sick and tired of this team every freaking season. It's the same bullshit no matter who the players are, no matter who the coach is. It's the same shit.
It's a curse. I texted my, I said, I think it's a curse. This is supernatural powers at work, that it doesn't matter what the players are, who they are, who the coach is,
The power play still sucks. The offense, where does it go? I don't understand. I don't watch playoff teams or other playoff games where this happens, the teams just don't show up and hang around. Now, I guarantee tomorrow night the Rangers will go out and win that game. They'll win 3-1, whatever. Next game, you know what's going to happen. They'll lay another egg, and it'll be 2-2.
But to me, Eddie, that to me, that boils down to leadership. This has gone on now long enough. I mean, again, guys want to climb all over Yager for being who he was and leaving to go to Russia and all the other things. But you know what? Yager's teams put teams away. They swept Atlanta. They swept teams they should have beaten. The power play, you have to say, when the Rangers had a 5-on-3 and Yager was at the point, it was a foregone conclusion the team was scoring. This team has nothing. They have none of that. They have no leadership. It's a ship that's rudderless at this point. And to me, that's their biggest problem, is because they have nobody on this team that has gone through the rigors and have won anything. And the talent level is not good enough. They don't have Patrick Kane. They don't have Jonathan Toews, Kopitar. They don't have Drew Doughty. They don't have these players, that the upper echelon of talent that could put them over the top. They have to win because they have to have players pushing them along. And to me, there's just not that internal leadership that guy's going to stand up in this locker room and say, hey, asshole, wake the fuck up. Who's really going to do it? I just don't see it. I just don't see any player in this locker room that's going to be able to stand up and say, listen, I've been there, I've done it, we need to do this. And to me, that's just not there.
And there also has to be those guys who haven't done it that are like that, who just hate to lose. You know what I'm saying? That range, I mean, again, you're harkening back to 94, which was a team that hated to lose to anybody. Even if it was in the regular season, they were pissed. They knew they were better. They knew that they should beat every team they play. They hated to lose in any regard. And that's something certainly that's been missing from the Rangers, and I think it's missing from the locker room now.
But you got to think about, look how many Stanley Cup champions are on that team. I mean, that have been through the rigors of winning a cup. I mean, and you had probably the best captain of all time riding the ship. Because, I mean, let's be honest, as great as Leach was, his best years were with Messier.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
He even had other guys, too, if I mean, like Steve Larmer. He'd been through the wars. I mean, he was a veteran guy. I mean, he was he was one of the hardest working guys I've ever seen in a Ranger uniform. And guys like that, that brought that kind of stuff to them. And you're right, they don't have it. So my question to you is, what do we do? What do we do now? Not in the offseason.
What do you do right now? I hope I'm wrong, and I hope this game did not give this team – this game didn't give Flory confidence and Crosby confidence, both of them. And, if those two guys – if Flory starts standing on his head and Crosby starts just lighting it up, I don't think they have a prayer, because the Rangers don't have the talent to match – the offensive talent to match Pittsburgh. And they need to figure out this freaking power play. And I agree with you. I think they need to switch up that top line a little bit. Richards has been probably one of their most consistent forwards. I think maybe you give him more ice time and move St. Louis back with him and hope that they get some magic with the two of them. I honestly don't know. At this stage of the game, I really don't know. You're dealt with what you have at this point, and I don't know what needs to happen for this team to wake up and say, listen, we need to put teams away. I really don't know. I mean, every year it's the same shit. I mean, there's really no rhyme or reason to why they can't put the team away. I don't think Pittsburgh is that much better than the Rangers at this point. I don't know.
I don't think Pittsburgh is that much more dominant. I don't like Pittsburgh's defense, and I don't like Pittsburgh's goaltending. What were you thinking last night when they won? Were you saying, oh, they really need leadership? Were you saying all these things?
This is my point. No. I would have bet my life that they were going to win tonight. After that game, I would have bet my life. I said, you know what? Maybe finally they learned their lesson. They gave up a 2-goal lead. They scored in overtime. Tonight is the night I really think, and I told my buddies, they asked me, well, do you think the Rays are going to win tonight? I said, gut feeling? Yes. I think this is it. They think they've righted the ship, but we're right back where we started. It just never ceases to amaze me that they just can't put a team away. It just boggles my mind that they can't put a team away. And I just don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
I know. And listen, we all feel your frustration. We're all wondering the same thing. We're all, here we go again. It's funny because we all know it as fans that the Rangers are going to make it hard and they're going to be difficult and they're going to fuck us every which way but Sunday. But even the most diehard fan has that glimmer of hope it's going to be different. And you know what? It never is. You had 1 year of Viva la Difference. Everything has gone to schedule. You are getting it up the ass, and you better enjoy it. That's being
a Ranger. It's amazing. It just amazes me. And again, if this power play, I mean, if they can't score on the power play, where are they going? I mean, really. I mean, do teams with bad power plays make it to the Stanley Cup Finals? I mean, I got to do research on that. But in all honesty, if you're 3 for your last 20 or 0 for your last 29 or 30 on the power play, I mean, can a team honestly make a long run when you can't score on the power play at all? I mean, they haven't scored a power play goal since Game 2 against Philly. I mean, to me, that's just an absolute disgrace.
Is that bad?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say. And until they can figure out a way to get a puck through from the point. I just don't think they're ever going to have a decent power
That's
play.
That's the first step.
All they got to do is get a friggin' shot through. I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of having Girardi at the point either. I think he's useless there. But at one point, he was the only dude that could get us a puck through from the point. And he can't even do it now. So, I mean, honestly, I'm at a loss. I just really don't know what to say at this point. I mean, I just hope I'm dead wrong. And
Well, I don't think they're going to – I think there's more torture and stuff.
This is a 7-game series. I would bet my life that this is a 7-game series now. It's going to keep going back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that happening. I still don't see Pittsburgh taking it. They still have Marc-Andre Fleury as their goaltender. I think we're not done with this torture ride with the Rangers. They wouldn't make it that easy in the next 3 games.
Hey, Rob.
And then they have this horrendous schedule. Yes.
That's another
The 2011 Bruins that won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
They had the third worst power play out of all the teams in the playoffs.
So good. So you know what? There's a glimmer of hope for us.
Guess who the only two teams worse than them were?
The Rangers were definitely one of them, right?
Yep.
Who else is in there that year? The Islanders, did they make the list that year?
No, they did not. The other one is Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So, yes,
amazing.
It is possible to win a Stanley Cup without a great power play, but not likely.
That's a good nugget, but you know what? If you can't keep, the other thing, too, is you got to put teams away. So, I mean, you're not going to win. I mean, we saw it in 2012. When they should have put Washington away in 6 games and they didn't do it in 5 games. They should have put Ottawa away in 5 games. Well, they actually should have swept Ottawa that first round, and they had nothing left for the Devils. And that was a year that team definitely could have beaten the Devils and made it to the Cup. They might not have beaten L.A., but until this team figures out a way to put a team away, they will never. I don't think they'll ever make it to the Cup final. I mean, that's just my opinion. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope I eat crow. And I'm telling you, Dan, remember that night on May 4th when I told you they weren't going to make it to the Cup Finals? But until you have the killer instinct and you figure out a way to put teams away when you have them on the ropes, to me, I just don't think that this team could ever win a cup like that.
Oh, no.
So, we'll see what happens.
All right, Rock. Listen,
all right, Rock.
All right, boys.
Calls on.
Have a great night.
Good to hear from
you. I'll talk to you soon. Yeah.
Take care.
Okay. Be good.
Bye. Angry Rock tonight.
I love it.
Rock smash.
Rock,
what's going on, Justin?
What's up, guys?
What are you in your car?
No.
Oh, sounded like your horn. You just honked your horn.
Mm-mm. That was...
What's going on?
That was fucking terrible.
What, Rock's phone call? What was it, bad?
That game was fucking terrible. That was... To waste that effort by Lundqvist was... That's unacceptable. You can't... You can't waste that,
that
performance.
He played all right.
Who?
Lundqvist.
Yeah. Well, he played better than all right, I think.
Eh.
I mean, he kept it in with respectability. I mean, it could have been... I mean, not that there's any respectable loss. You lose, but...
I don't know. He left the net and let Malkin score at the end there. I don't know what was up with that.
Never heard of him.
It's just, I mean, if next game he comes back and doesn't have as good a game, we end up losing instead of being up 2-1, then we're down 2-1. It changes the whole dynamic of the series. That's what's really upsetting. And I hope that he doesn't. I hope he has, you know, as many performances like this as possible, but
should be glad he had one.
Kind of deflating. They turned the puck over entirely too much, and there was no forecheck. They consistently dumped the puck into the offensive zone and just couldn't get it, even, especially on the power play. When they dumped the puck in, there was just no support. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. I didn't see much them trying to win any kind of battles. There was just no battling at all. I mean, it was just an uninspired showing. I mean, it really was for 60 minutes, really. I mean, it was dumb.
Best way to put it.
They lost every battle, neutral zone, offensive zone, even in the defensive zone. I mean, it was just, there was no transition game. Everything was bad. Girardi was absolutely fucking horrible. I can't even explain how bad he was.
We're the Girardi haters. He gets paid the big bucks. $6 million man. Long-term contract. Ryan McDonough, no points in the playoffs. Where is his stuff? Where's his thing? What's
McDonough
going on?
McDonough hasn't looked too good, unfortunately.
No.
I think he's still hurt.
How long is he going to be hurt for? 8 months? Come on, I didn't get the freaking game here, Ryan. What? I mean, you're my favorite player, but seriously.
What's he got, Hodgkin's?
I mean, Rob Hodgkin's disease? No, he died. Rob Hodgkin's disease. I mean, seriously. We need you to come in. I mean, he hasn't looked all that great defensively. He played a good game 7, but with and when his friend Girardi doing the flopsy-mopsy all over the place, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, McDonough got abused tonight. It was completely unlike him. Completely unlike him. And Girardi wasn't there to bail him out, of course. He did score the game-winning goal, though, so he's got that going for him.
Yeah.
But they better come back with a better effort tomorrow. I mean, I don't know if they're tired. Maybe they are. They certainly look sluggish tonight. I hope that with no days off in between this fucked up schedule, that you know they can give a better effort tomorrow.
Well, I heard this. They're gonna be. Jim's trying to cheer me up with his ridiculous stuff. They're going to stop the playoffs and they're going to have that Spangler Cup. That's what I heard Bettman's got next. Shut down the season for 2 weeks for the Spangler Cup. I mean, come on! This is the worst schedule that I have ever seen for the Rangers. And
well, it's a crime that they have to play game 6 and 7 back-to-back, get one day off, play game 1, get another day off, and then have to play another back-to-back. That's fucking ludicrous. I can't understand how in the world they could allow that to happen.
Because Pittsburgh winning is good for business.
the grassy knoll, Ranger fans. So, and Costa, he's the Pied Piper of propaganda is what he is. He's just one of them. But he got all these people. Oh, the refs are screwing us. They want Pittsburgh to win. Oh, it's so horrible. Oh, the refs are rooting for Pittsburgh. Bettman's rooting for Pittsburgh. The refs gave the Rangers 3 goddamn penalties in a row, and the Rangers didn't do bupkis with them.
Exactly.
Don't tell me how much they want Pittsburgh to win. It's a bunch of shit.
No, the refs had nothing to do with this game.
For
shut-ins
and hermits. All that propaganda
but
bullshit.
They better take the Penguins more seriously. This isn't Philly we're playing. This team is much more skilled and talented than Philly. They can't afford to have more games like this, or they're going to be going home. So they better fucking pick it up and start playing better, or they're not going to be going to the third round.
I agree with you, Justin.
You're talking about getting to the second round. I'm hoping now they win another game in this one.
They will, because the torture isn't over yet.
Well, they usually bounce back with a pretty strong effort, but I'm just, I'm concerned about the back-to-back, that's all.
I can't have guard to spare without hope.
We'll see.
All right,
hopefully
Justin,
they give a better effort tomorrow night.
Thank you for your call, Justin.
See you guys. Bye.
Right. Take care. All right.
One more call to go, and we're done.
Okay.
Had enough. I've had enough of this team for one day. I gotta get some sleep. I gotta rest up tomorrow. I don't wanna have to root tired tomorrow night. If they can't play tired, I can't root tired.
I gotta rebound mentally just from this.
That's right.
I gotta go with a positive attitude.
Gotta get in the hyperbaric mental chamber.
We both belong in a mental chamber. The rough room.
Dimitri, what's going on?
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Everybody's on suicide watch tonight, aren't they?
Not at all.
Oh, well, slightly. The Girardi haters are out. The Lundqvist haters are out.
Jim said he had a bad game.
Oh, they didn't show up. Did you guys expect anything different, though? I sure didn't.
Girardi was terrible today. Look, you know, I'm not one of these namby-pambies that sugarcoats everything. When a guy has a terrible game, I'm going to say it. And as far as the Henrik stuff, that's just me baiting Justin because I know he'll take it every time. You should see the things I text him. I text him during the games. I'll say shit like, if Cam Talbot was playing tonight, the game would be 1-0 Rangers because he would have stopped Kunitz's goal and scored one of his own.
Well, that sounds like my father, but yeah. I wanted to say, people are complaining about the schedule, but they have themselves to blame for this. They could have taken Philly out in 5, you know, we all know this, and they wouldn't have to play these back-to-back games against Pittsburgh. So
right.
I don't want to hear the complaining and crying about how they're tired. It's the playoffs. There are 22 other teams that want this position. So they got to show up tomorrow. They didn't play bad in the third. I thought they actually came out in the third in the first 10 minutes and actually started pushing the pace. It's just unfortunate they didn't do it the entire game. It was actually a pretty unbearable to watch 40 minutes. And their power play, like someone mentioned, it is Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, so maybe Rafi Diaz doesn't get a chance to play. But
I'm not calling for this as like this is the key to the series to get this guy back in the lineup. But let's take a chance.
No doubt.
He couldn't be worse than Kevin Kline.
No, he can't. I don't know. It's they're out of sync. It's just not there. And for the love of God, again, Rick Nash, please throw a hit or something. How soft is he? Can someone tell me how soft
the whole line, throw him in the East River.
Oh, please.
I'm done with them. I'm so done with that first line.
Well, you can't even call it a first line. That's it. You can't call it a first line. It's not. Derek Stepan. That's our first line center. I forgot who called in about the Ryan Kesler. Ryan Kesler wouldn't do any good either. It's a problem when your third line going into the season is your first line. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a problem that in the playoffs, your first line cannot score you a goal when it's a 1-0 game.
At any time.
at any time. I don't care if it's, they're down 4-0, they don't even score.
Yeah, it's
the Perm is horrible.
Yeah,
he looks horrible. He's stinky. And St. Louis hasn't looked good in the last three games at all. He looks like when he first came to the Rangers again.
Now that's the problem when you're playing with those two guys. And I'm not saying that, you know, they're solely responsible, but for, you know, for the love of God, this is a perimeter line, and it's just not going to do it in the playoffs. It's not. Marc-Andre, how many – I could have played goalie for the Penguins tonight. Honestly.
You're right.
How many scoring grade-A chances were there in the game?
Two. Maybe three.
A single guy in front of the net. Pittsburgh had Fleury, two guys in front of the net all the time.
Fleury didn't even need a shower when that game was over.
No. No, he didn't. And I guess I don't know if it's
shower.
Leadership. Yeah, watching that garbage. I don't know if it's the leadership. I wouldn't go as far as saying it's the leadership. I just think it's a problem when Brad Richards is leading the locker room. And I've been thinking it's the same thing ever since he came in and he was towards his boy. And they're saying, you know, he's a savior. He's going to come in. He's going to run the power play. He's going to be the number one center. He had that one okay year, and then everything's gone downhill since then. And they brought his boy St. Louis in, and now everybody's saying he's the leader of the locker room. And I'm sorry, but Brad Richards is not inspiring me to go out there and play 60 minutes of battling hockey.
Richards had five shots tonight.
Oh,
he certainly come up with some big goals as a Ranger. I'm just telling you what I know. Look at his stats in the playoffs. Not too shabby for Brad. I've seen a lot of other guys that we've relied on over the years gone completely south in the playoffs. These big ticket guys, and I know Richards is one of the big tickets, but these big ticket goal scorers. I know Gaborik had that triple overtime winner, but we had to kind of endure his playoff nonsense. You know, it seems like every big guy, and Rick Nash, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I just don't know. He looks safe bit of times, and then he looks like he's invisible.
Well, the 1 year Columbus didn't make the playoffs, they were swept in four games. That's as much.
Yeah, but I also believe – it's not just Rick Nash. It's the whole entire squad did not look like they were physically or mentally there tonight.
That's embarrassing because I don't want to hear the excuse of tired. I hate that because, like I said, you've played the entire year for this, and you know you have yourself to blame in the Philly series for going seven games. This is what you get. You get a back-to-back now, and like I said, there are teams. In the NHL, there are 22 other teams that would be in your position right now that would love to play back-to-back
right.
in the playoffs.
I think the Rangers would have lost to every team that made the playoffs tonight, even Tampa Bay. They would have lost.
No, without a doubt.
With that effort.
The best quote from AV in the presser today was that somebody asked him about the fatigue. He said, my goalie wasn't fatigued, so the rest of the squad shouldn't be. And that's so true because you think about it, Hank is the one that every game he's out there for 60 minutes. He's putting in the most effort. And he played probably his best game of the playoffs, I'll say, tonight. That was probably – I would go as far as saying that was the best game of the playoffs. He kept it 1-0. It should have been at least 3-0 going into the third. And then they come
if you
out
switch goaltenders, if you switch goaltenders, it's probably 5-0.
Oh, my God, please. Yeah, Fleury's – like I said, all you have to do is get a body in front of Fleury. Columbus did it for six games. And they got to him. We did it for one game, and we stopped. And we got lucky. They stopped playing after the first period last game. They
right.
got lucky that Pittsburgh didn't. That game went to overtime. And thank God they went out and won because they'd be heading back to New York down 2-0.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so, well, maybe the Rangers, the best is yet to come. Maybe. That's the only positive I can say. They can't play. I know I'm probably going to regret saying this, but they really can't play any worse than they played tonight.
I hope to God you're right.
All right, Dimitri, all right. We got to go.
All right. Yeah.
We got loved ones that are waiting for us. And
hopefully they're all sane by the time we come back.
Yeah,
exactly.
I need a full frontal lobotomy to forget about this game and get ready for tomorrow.
Let's make it easy.
All right, take care, Dimitri. Good night.
Yep.
Well, that's it.
All right. That's enough, right? Enough of this?
Yes.
You want to come back Tuesday night?
Stopping.com arena. What?
I said, do you want to come back from? You want to come back Tuesday night?
Yeah, give me a day.
Unfortunately, you got to watch them.
I know. Yes, that sounds good.
Yeah, we're on a tough schedule. Tough skid here. It's tough on us. It's tougher on us than it is on them. They're not working on the off nights. We're doing shows.
That's right. We got to watch these games and comment on them.
That's right.
And the fans are the ones that suffer. They don't realize it. You know, somebody should just walk up to these guys and go, do you understand my whole day revolves? My mood the next day revolves around every shift you take, you moron. So you better get a goal. Because you're affecting my family, my loved ones.
Yeah. My diet.
Right. My diet. I'm eating cookies every time the other team scores. Every time the other team gets a power play. Or just any time, in my case. But,
All right. So we will see you Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. That is all we have for now. It's Game of Thrones time for all of us. Eddie, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll talk to you guys Tuesday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.